at the name of Jesus, you will bow. Things in heaven, things in earth, things below the earth, every tongue confess Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. At the name of Jesus, you will bow. You will bow in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you will bow now. At the name of Jesus, you will bow now. Things in heaven, things in earth, things below the earth, every tongue confess Jesus Christ is Lord, the glory of God the Father. I want to talk now about the man Jesus, born of a virgin in Bethlehem. Thank God. In Bethlehem. Amen. Amen. When he was about 30 years of age, he was baptized in the River Jordan. As he came up out of the water, the Holy Spirit came on him in the bodily shape of a dove, white dove, landed on him. He was baptized in the Holy Spirit, anointed for the work that God has set him to do. Led into the wilderness, tempted 40 days and 40 nights of the devil. Overcame, returned in the power. Luke 4:14. In the power. When in the synagogue, that was his custom to go there and read. And he opened the book right where the Father wanted him to open it. And he read out of the book of Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives, recovering the sight to the blind, set at liberty them that are bruised, said this is acceptable, yea, the Lord, sat down. They did look at him. 3.5 years later, somewhere there, he went to the cross. He died on the cross. He gave up the ghost after he had performed, I think, speaking either 7 or 8, it's been a while since I thought of it. Words. And he gave up the ghost. He went to hell for you and for me, for every man and every woman, every child, every person. He went to hell, and he spent 3 days there. And I'm going to have KD read Psalm 22. That's what it's about. You say, I don't believe there's a hell. Of course you don't. That's why God is confronting your stubborn, blind heart. He loves you. Amen. So, Kathy's going to start in Psalm 22, and the first verse says, oh my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Is that what it says, Kathy?
My God, my God.
Oh yeah, my God, my God. Why hast thou forsaken me, right?
Right.
And this is prophesied by David before Jesus ever born. Matthew 27, I believe, 46. You can find that scripture where Jesus said it. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? And you know, sin, our sins, cut him off from God. And you know, many people in the world are cut off from God. And they think God has forsaken them. You're cut off because of your sins and your sin of unbelief. Romans 14:23. Whatsoever is not faith is sin. Now, let's have Kathy read. And let's see what was prophesied about Jesus, before he was ever born. So, Kathy, would you start? Go ahead and read verse 1 again.
Verse 1, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent.
Do you know where he was at? He was in hell. You know why he was cut off from God? Our sins. But he believed. He believed. Did you know you're cut off? Because of your sin, you have to believe the gospel. You have to believe what the gospel says. And you keep praying. And you keep believing that gospel. And just like it took place in the life of Jesus, some point, God will hear your prayer and you will break through. Notice, he cried what in the daytime?
I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not.
Right.
And in the night season, and am not silent.
Right, see? And he was in hell. And you know why God wouldn't hear him? Our sins. Our sins. But he never kept silent, right? Isn't that what it says?
That's right.
Day and night. He praised the Lord in hell. Day and night. He praised the Lord in hell. You'll have to do it on earth. You're not in hell. Go ahead.
Verse 3, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel.
Notice, he knew the word that God inhabited the praises of Israel, and he would inhabit his praises, him in hell. Our sins had him cut off from God. But he had a job. He knew the Word. He believed the Word. And he knew what God wanted him to do, and that's rise again. So he kept praising. Never was silent. Never. Go ahead. What's next?
Verse 4, our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou did deliver them. They cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted in thee and were not confounded. But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised of the people.
Let me say this. This is prophesied by the Spirit of God through David. This is not Jesus talking. He knew what this word said about him. He knew where he was going. He knew how he was going to feel. He knew what he was going to suffer. And he just kept praising God. That's why I tell you all, pray. Praise God. Pray. Praise God. Pray. Praise God. Pray. Praise God. He'll inhabit your praises. You know that? Next.
7. All they that see me laugh me to scorn.
Yeah.
They shoot out the lip. They shake the head, saying, he trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly.
I want to say something here. They're going to make fun of you. Oh, they are. They're going to make fun of you because you trust in God. They're going to mock you. They're going to laugh at you. They're going to say all kinds of wicked things because that's their heart. Just keep on praying. Keep on praising God. Let their tongues wag and see what God does. Go ahead.
Verse 11, be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me around. They gaped upon me with their mouths as a raving and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax.
You see that? All of his bones were out of joint. None of them were broken, but they were all out of joint. If I recall, a human body has about 206 bones, all out of joint. Teeth, everything, dislocated from our sin that was put on him so he could redeem us by his blood from the power and authority of the devil and sin. Go ahead.
My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. 15. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws. Thou hast brought me into the dust of death. For dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet.
There's nailed to the cross. Go ahead.
I may tell all my bones. They look and stare upon
tell.
Me.
Look, count them. They stare at him. Proof they were all out of joint. They could see him. Amen. Do you think that man didn't suffer for us? Don't kid yourself. He see that when he was on the cross. Go ahead.
18. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. But be not thou far from me, O Lord, O my strength. Haste thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorns. I declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise
thee. What verse is that? 25?
22.
22? Look at there. Right there is a resurrection. Prophesied. Jesus knew he was going to be resurrected. And what was he going to do? Declare what?
I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I pray thee. Praise thee.
Praise it. Declare the name, the Father, in the midst of the congregation, among the brethren, and praise it. This is one of the most beautiful psalms you'll ever see. It is a picture of Jesus Christ doing what God sent him to do for the human race. Go ahead.
23. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All you seed of Jacob, glorify him. And fear him, all you seed of Israel.
Look at this. If you fear him, praise him.
For he has not despised or abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither has he hid his face from him. But when he cried unto him, he heard. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. 27. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord. And all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is a governor among the nations. All they that be fat upon the earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him. And none can keep alive his own soul. 30. A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born that he has done this.
That it?
That's it.
Paul, let's get ready to worship. I want to encourage you folks to believe this psalm. Believe it's talking about Jesus. He went to hell for you. No, the grave is not hell. No, don't let them play with you. Tomorrow we're going to be talking from Psalm 88. Describes hell much better. Describes the pit. Believe this gospel. Death, burial, and resurrection. Jesus was raised from the dead for us. And for our redemption, justification, sanctification, forgiveness, all things, all made perfect that believe in him and follow him.